BC is once again paying back what it owes in lieu of property taxes to two Tri-Cities communities. A combined $1,175,834 will be split between Coquitlam and Port Coquitlam and has been earmarked for improving parks, roads and infrastructure. Broken down, POCO is getting $783,395 of the local funding while Coquitlam's share is the remaining 33% at $392,439. The provincial government has office buildings, warehouses and courthouses on land it owns in both municipalities, which qualifies them for the grants. Through our annual Grants in Lieu program, we're supporting the essential work local governments do to build stronger communities and provide the services people depend on, said Lisa Beer, Minister of Citizen Services, in a news release today, November 16. This funding helps improve people's lives by giving municipalities extra resources to plan, enhance and build vital local services and amenities. Sewer upgrades and additional fire protection services are also city amenities the money will be distributed. However, Beer explained schools and hospitals are exempt from paying municipal property taxes, as well as highways, forests and parks or land managed by a crown corporation. Port Coquitlam's piece of the pie is the sixth largest among the 2022 round of grants in lieu of property taxes, third among 14 Lower Mainland communities. This year, around $17.3 million is being divided and given to 55 communities across BC. For more information, you can visit the Municipal Aid Act page of the BC government's website.